to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. We want to share a little some clips from some of our friends that have been on the Upcycle Canada podcast so far. We enjoy and love having great guests on our podcast. So here we go. Here are some of our friends who just wanted to stop by and say hi.
It's Paige from Paige's Picks here on the Upcycle Canada podcast for the first time ever.
This is Paige. Yes.
Hi.
From Upcycle Canada.
Hi,
welcome.
Everybody.
Welcome, Paige. Upcycle Canada. Yes. Hey.
I'm doing amazing.
I know who you are.
It's Paige from Upcycle
Canada.
Are you
doing good?
Or you might know me from Paige's Picks. But yeah, this is so exciting. So cool. I'm on the Upcycle Canada podcast. I can't believe it. Never would I have ever thought I would be on a podcast.
Have you been on a podcast before?
No.
Wow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm here with my wife, Jen.
Hey.
This is Jen.
I'm Jennifer.
And we have a very special guest.
Yes, we do.
Joining us today from Upcycle for Change.
Yes.
Let's go.
Well, my name is Cicely. I'm 21, turning 22 very soon, and I go to Brock University. I'm just a student at St. Catharines, lived here my whole life. I love upcycling just like you guys. That's pretty much how we met through my parents, like we were saying. So that's awesome. Everyone kind of upcycles around us. So I've just been super artsy and crafty my entire life and was looking for an outlet for that. And that's pretty much how I kind of ended up here.
Hi, everyone. This is Pam, and I'm from Maritime Moose, and I'm here on the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm originally from Ontario, which we call Ontarible now.
Ontarible, yes. Well done. Here. Yes.
But I moved out to the East Coast in Chibucteague or Halifax, and I've been living out here for about 10 years now, maybe more, actually. Wow. And this is the first place I saw a moose, and this is the first place I started to like slow down in life and really like experience nature and start my business, which is an upcycling business, which is rooted in, you know, my love for nature and the outdoors and saving the planet and whatnot. So at Maritime Moose, I upcycle mainly knitwear, and I take it apart and I make it into something new. So something knit or something crocheted. I'm getting into sewing now, so that's new and fun.
Nice.
But everything's repurposed and zero waste.
Hey, it's Mike Whiteside with Black Dog Salvage.
And Tay Whiteside, and we're on the Upcycle Canada podcast.
Hey, good to be here, eh?
Wow.
Good to be
it's
here,
like,
eh?
I feel like we need to do this entire podcast recording standing because we are in the midst of greatness.
Yeah. Oh, stop.
We're very happy.
Yeah, geez, if I left my crown at home, for God's sakes. You know, we're not all that, you know, we did have a show for a while, but we've been in business 22 years.
We try really hard. We're really good triers.
Yeah.
That's
good effort.
That's our accolade.
Yes. Not for lack of effort, as we always said. You know,
no.
We put it in whether we fail or not.
In fact, probably too much effort.
Sometimes you don't know.
Yeah, right.
You know, when is too much too much?
Hi, everyone. This is Samantha from Junebird.ca, and you are listening to the Upcycle Canada podcast. Welcome.
Welcome.
Yes.
How are you?
I am doing great. Been lots of fun listening to the two of you, and I've had so much more I'll say company as I'm working away in my cycled world as well, so it's been quite fun getting to know the two of you and listening to all the things that you've done and accomplished so far, and I really look forward to listening to more and more and more and more from you guys.
Hi, I'm Alex Morgan from EcoRate, and I'm here with Dave and Jen from the Upcycle Canada podcast. Yeah, so we help people. Really what we want to do is give people the opportunity to make purchasing decisions based on environmental criteria.
Any words of wisdom that you have for our listeners around the world about how they can be more eco-friendly or maybe some of the future plans for the app?
Sure. So, the app is available on iOS and Android. It's EcoRate altogether with no space. And it is free. That's a big part of it. And there's also a website version, which is ecorate.eco. Yeah. The sustainability community is definitely great. All the people that you meet doing all these sort of different really cool projects. And so I hope to be able to visit your store someday. That'd be really nice.
That'd be cool.
We'll make you a cup of coffee and serve it to you in a mug.
Hi, I'm John Lyon. I am the hockey stick guy from Toronto, Ontario. I'm happy to be here to do the Upcycle Canada podcast tonight. And you're the first store that I'm in. I'm in three more now. I'm in four total, but you have a special place in my heart being the first.
Aww, nice. See? That's so nice of you. That's great. So John, how did this all start for you? What was the first thing you did and what was the idea behind starting something like this?
Well, yeah, I've always been the name's right there. I've always been a hockey guy ever since I was a kid. And not to make too long a story, I guess when I was 6 years old, my brother was drafted by the Minnesota North Stars and proceeded to have a minor league career with a few games with the Pittsburgh Penguins. And so,
When
I was 6 years old, so I'm like, wow, I get to watch this pro hockey and go down and visit the cities where he's playing and practice with the team, go in the press box. And so, you know, that kind of shaped my early interest in hockey, that's for sure. I always played at a high level. You know, it turned out I was pretty good too, and played, you know, AAA hockey in Toronto and junior A hockey in Toronto and provincial junior A, and was drafted by the Windsor Spitfire. So I was always like a hockey guy, and there was hockey culture in my family, hockey. And so later coaching, managing my kids, whatever. So I ended up saving a bunch of sticks. I wake up one day, 5-8 years ago, and I've got, you know, 40-50 sticks in my garage. I want to build something. I always wanted to build a coffee table. Built a coffee table. Everyone liked it. And I've basically continued from there. That's the kind of the genesis of it. Now I'm selling, you know, 10, 15 different products, and things are going well.
Hi, I'm Gemma from Revive the Tea, and I'm on the Upcycle Canada podcast. The article was saying that basically I think textile waste in Canada is one of the largest growing problems. And so the article was just saying basically what happens to it. And I think a lot of the textiles that end up, you know, being recycled aren't being recycled. They're actually going to landfill. So I actually reached out to CBC just to let them know, because they were saying, you know, we need to do more. And I made a reel on Instagram and said, you know, actually, CBC, I am doing something about it. And yeah, so I contacted them to see whether there was any way we can kind of work together to bring awareness to their listeners, to their readers, about what we do here.
Hi, this is Anik from Dory Me Bracelets, etc. And I am so thrilled to be a part of the podcast from Upcycle Canada. C'est Anik de Dory Me Bracelets, etc. Et je suis tellement ravie de faire partie de ce podcast ici avec Upcycle Canada et avec certaines des personnes les plus fabulous, the most fabulous people on the planet. I have always been, and I see myself a little bit in you, I've always been a fan of upcycling. And even when I was younger, I would, you know, if I was walking down the street and I saw something, you know, that somebody had thrown out that I'm like, oh, I'm going to give this a new home, I would find a way to transform it even when I was younger.
Anything you want to tell her?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I absolutely adore you. I don't know if it's come across, because I know like you are always just commenting on everything I do. And I feel like it's like, I love you like the equal amount, and I do not know how to express it.
The feeling is so mutual, Paige. The feeling is so mutual. At some point when this pandemic ends, I am coming to Upcycle Canada in person to meet you. And we are going to go out for lunch together.
Awesome. Just so you know.
I'm telling you now. And maybe Dave and Jen can come, but we'll see.
we might tag along, yeah. But I know you two are besties, so.
Okay, so I am Darren. This is my wife,
Lee.
And we are in Markham, Ontario. We run a business called Funky Upbeat Designs, where we take previously loved musical instruments and turn them into household furniture, artwork, clocks, lamps, all kinds of different things. So we add a little bit of a twist to it with creative artwork, different colors.
And today we are happy to be a part of the Upcycle Canada podcast.
So I'm looking through the top of the drum for the price tag, and I send you guys a message. I'm like, is this the same price as the Leaf one? Because we want to make, because there's no sticker. So I'm like, I'll make one up, I guess, but I like your stickers. And I'm like, this is really weird that there's no price tag in here. I'm totally confused. And then you guys are like, no, that's for Paige. We're like, I'm like, no, what's going on here? Right. I'm totally clueless to all of this. I have no idea what's going on. And the generosity of you guys to send that off for Paige.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't believe it. And, you know, and Paige, there you go. You get in the heart from Paige. Like we were just blown away that your kindness in this fun little thing that we were doing just to, you know, trade shots back and forth, you guys responding in that way.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Well, we like to, like I said before, we like to, you know, give back when we can and surprise people and, you know, do good things.
Yeah. That was, with Paige's picks and things like that, where she gets talking about the store and like, it might sound weird, but it kind of feels that we're more a part of the store than we actually are. And it kind of feels like we're all working in this together.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're all in this together. And like, that's just a small way of saying thank you to Paige for what she's been doing in there. We love watching her videos and Paige's picks and all the corny stuff going on.
My name is Stan, and I'm from Stan Rutherford Pianos Reimagined, and cannot believe it, but I am on Upcycle Canada.
Yes, welcome, awesome. Stan.
Yes.
My niece, her and her husband had been married for 15 years, and he had developed a brain tumor. And he was a very, very talented musician. He could play just about any instrument. But he'd composed several songs on a piano that she had there in the house and had written songs about her on this piano. And whenever he passed away, about a year had gone by after he had passed away, and she was downsizing and moving to a smaller home and just couldn't take the piano with her and wanted to know if I wanted it. And I said, well, you understand what I do with these pianos, right? And she goes, oh, yeah, that's why I want you to do this. Do something that would honor his memory with it. And so took, I think it was 3 octaves of the keys, turned them into a shelf. I used the key lid and made it into the top shelf. And it was a design specifically for a place to put his urn. And so that she could have that in her house on his piano, on the keys that he played, and keep that forever, you know. And that really touched my heart. It touched her heart, touched a lot of people's hearts. And that's, you know, that's reward in itself right there. Of being able to take a piano and turn it back into something and give it back to them and repurpose it. You know, it's all about upcycling, repurposing, but doing it with heart, you know, and trying to do the best for other people rather than, you know, I'd love to make thousands of dollars. I'd love to make lots of money. And I do make a pretty good amount of money off of these that I sell. But that, like I said, that's not the whole point. The point for me is the history, the love, and the sentimental value of these pianos that people give to me.
So I hope you enjoyed those few little clips from past episodes. Really enjoy having guests come onto the show and to be a part of the Upcycle Canada family and the podcast. If you are a maker, a creator, somebody who does something with an eco-friendly flair, we would love to have you all also on the podcast. So please reach out to us through upcyclecanada.ca and let us know. We want to share your story. There's lots more great stories, great interviews coming up. And we just want to help build this community of repurposing and upcycling and doing something to divert all this stuff from going to the landfill. Each of us has a role to play. And some of the makers you've heard today, great examples of people who are making a change and doing their part in unique and creative ways. So thank you to everybody so far that's been on the podcast. Looking forward to many, many great episodes coming up. Please keep following us. Hit that like and follow button on your podcast app of choice. And you can always find the podcast on our website, upcyclecanada.ca. Head over there and you'll see everything you need to know about Upcycle Canada. So on behalf of Jen, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one. Cheers.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like, an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life, dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aww. It's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.